This is Classical Mornings. I'm Jean Stillwell. It is 9:28. The Canadian Opera Company ushers in spring with a feel-good comedy that hasn't been seen on the Canadian Opera Company stage in 30 years. Don Pasquale by Gaetano Donizetti runs for 7 performances from April 26th to the 18th of May at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts. And with us to talk about it is Canadian soprano and Ensemble Studio graduate Simone Osborne. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning, Jean. How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to hear your voice. It's been a while.
It's been a very long while. Yeah, and now you're singing the role of the fiery Norina.
Yes.
First of all, let's talk in general about Don Pasquale. It's a comedy like opera buffa, correct?
That's right. It's sort of based on, if you know anything about commedia dell'arte, these old Italian sort of stock comedy characters, You'll recognize a lot of them in the four leading characters in Pasquale. It's so much fun. It's light and frothy and just a really enjoyable evening at the theater, but it's also full of super virtuosic singing.
Yes, on the part of everybody, isn't it?
Exactly, with the exception of maybe the notary, but even he has to count.
Right, exactly. And because this is also part of the time, the bel canto period, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's long lines and fast runs and high notes for days. I mean, sometimes I get off stage and think, how am I about to sing another 20-minute scene? But we do. One of the really fun things about Donizetti in these sort of more comedic operas that he loved to do was sort of patter singing, really fast. Wordy singing, which is always fabulous in Italian, and then in this piece with multiple characters singing at the same time. So there's a duet near the end of the piece that will just leave you breathless, the sort of speed at which the boys sing this Katie Katie Mantinente.
Yes.
You won't know the piece necessarily, but you'll just be utterly gobsmacked by the capability that they have to sing that many words in that quick a time.
Now, yes, it is opera buffa, but it's also at the end, it's a little sad for Don Pasquale, don't you think?
Yes, and you know, often I was actually speaking with a dear friend who's an intendant at a major company in Europe, and he was saying, you know, the problem that I have with Don Pasquale is that they're actually really cruel to him.
Yeah.
And what I love about this piece is that Renaud Doucet, the director, hasn't made it too unkind on Pasquale. In most situations, he's looking for the most generous and sort of unintentionally unkind reading of the piece, which I think often happens. You know, he speaks very much about how people age in our population and how we treat them as they age and how they sort of can often become less visible than they once were or go unnoticed or kind of uncared for in the way that they should.
Mm-hmm.
And that's evident in this production. It's sort of not that what I love is that Norina is not unkind intentionally, but she's sort of insensitive in moments and says things that can really cut quite deep.
Mm.
So it's opera buffa, but he's really made it very human and very modern. It's set in 60s Rome, which is so much fun. And the costumes alone are worth the trip to the Four Seasons Center. But he's really made it relatable in that way and not one-dimensional that everyone's sort of piling on to the older and kind of down on his luck in the romance department, Don Pasquale.
Which I like that idea because it's sort of like what Meryl Streep insists upon. If something is funny, she also likes us to draw a sad, realistic part of her heart.
Yes, yes. And in the first meeting with the director, he mentioned how it is a drama giocoso. So it's a dramatic, it's sort of a fun drama. And we do lead into the drama in places. And, you know, it can sort of be, because it is a comedy, you can kind of forget about the music, but the music in Don Pasquale is so beautiful, especially some of the tenor music. Oh, the tenors, they always get such good music.
They don't, they just, yes.
But it's really just gorgeous. And the ensembles are really beautiful and the way the voices sort of weave in and out. It's a really special piece that I cannot believe hasn't been performed here in 30 years.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's what, you know, it kind of gets overlooked. But it, I don't think it should, because it moves so quickly. It's a quick night at the theater. There's so much going on. And when you get a good production like this, it's just fun. It's fun. You know, you leave the after a couple of years of COVID and winter in Toronto, it's the perfect thing to come and see.
Well, just tell us a little bit about Norina. Who is she?
Well, in this, Norina is a widow, that we know.
And young widow, right?
Piece, yes, yeah. Exactly. She's a widow. And in this, I mean, her entrance aria is in a way very similar to Adina's in L'Elisir d'Amore, The Elixir of Love, where she's sort of reading a love story, a love chronicle. In this case, in this production, it's out of an Italian Vogue magazine, which, of course, I love. She sort of talks about her introduction to the audience is presenting herself as someone who knows the ways of love and knows how to manipulate a man in sort of three easy steps with a little smile or languishing in pain. And she knows exactly how to get what she wants. And that she shows throughout the course of the evening. She's no shrinking violet. She's no sort of tragic heroine, which I often get to play. So it's really nice to play such a wise, sort of ahead of her time woman. But in the end, she has a really great, deep heart. And as I'm reminded by our director here, she's sort of doing all these nasty things to Pasquale, tricking him because she deeply, deeply loves Ernesto, the tenor. So
yes.
It's a wonderful character to play because she is so witty and she is so quick on her feet, but she does have a heart of gold.
Great. And has conductor Jacques Lacombe, has he been sympathetic with this production?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he just did it in Vancouver.
Ah, fabulous.
With Vancouver Opera. Yeah, and another fabulous Canadian cast. In fact, I think the cast was all Canadian there.
Oh, terrific.
So he really, you know, has his finger on the pulse of this piece. He loves the piece. And in fact, it was this production with this team. So they've really gelled, and it's lovely to work with him again. You know, I worked with Jacques when I was 23 singing Romeo and Juliet for the first time. So it's really nice to reunite. It's been a long time. We haven't had a chance to do much together. So it's really lovely to work with such a singer's conductor.
Oh, lovely. Now, there is one thing I want that's outside of this whole conversation.
Please.
And that, as you know, Andrew Davis passed away last Saturday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I understand that you made your role debut as Gilda in Christopher Alden's production of Rigoletto and returned for Loretta in Johnny Skeeky, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis. And that was with the Canadian Opera Company in 2011 and 2012. Now, would you have something quick to say about your experience with Sir Andrew?
Of course. You know, the Rigoletto I actually did with Johannes Debus, the music director, but the Loretta I did with Sir Andrew, and Catherine Malfitano was directing. And that was, I mean, you know, that's the aria that turned me on to opera. And so to sing that on the Four Seasons stage with Sir Andrew Davis in the pit.
Amazing.
Is not something that this little girl from Vancouver, BC ever imagined would happen. You know, all I can say about Sir Andrew is that is just to speak about the way he made you feel as a musician. You just felt so comfortable and so embraced and supported, but you felt the same way as a person. I mean, he was so quick to laugh, so quick with a joke, so gentle and kind, and, you know, made time for everyone, including a 22 or 23-year-old young artist like I was at the time.
Fantastic.
In fact, I also did Ariadne with him. So that's Ariadne with Jane Archibald was at Serenetta, and Adrian Pajanka was
lovely.
A life-changing.
Yes, I bet it was. I just bet
and,
it was.
To watch him watch her as she would spin out these phrases, or Jane as she would, you know, sing into the stratosphere like it was water pouring off a duck's back. He was just, he loved the music so much. He loved artists so much. He loved singers so much. And the orchestra responded to him in such a beautiful way. And, you know, the only times I ever see that in this business are when people are great musicians, but they're also great people. And that can sort of be felt by the audience and the orchestra and the singers that they're working with.
Simone, this is a perfect way to close our interview, and thank you so much for that mention of Sir Andrew and how wonderful he was, what a wonderful conductor, etc.
Thank you for asking.
My absolute pleasure. And I want to thank you so much for talking to us. I know you're very busy with your youngster, which I think is very exciting. And congratulations on all
thank
those
you.
Counts. And congratulations on a wonderful career.
Oh, thank you so much, Jean. Well, it's been a long time since Young and Bloor, but here we are.
Good for you for remembering that. Thanks
very
much.
There's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely. Thank you, Simone.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Simone Osborne about the opera Don Pasquale, which is at the Canadian Opera Company from, let's see now, it opens on tomorrow night. It opens April 26th and runs till May 18th. Tickets can be purchased online at coc.ca or by calling the Four Seasons Centre box office at 416-363-8231.